And welcome to another episode of Slick Picks. Today is Saturday, November the 28th. Hope everybody had a good week, had a happy Thanksgiving. We finished up last week's episode at 5-5, up 1.59 units. Started off slow, went undefeated on Thanksgiving, and 3-1 yesterday, 5-1 on our football picks. So maybe we need to stick with football. But we'll keep the variety up. We got a lot of good college football games this weekend. A little bit of basketball, a little bit of soccer, and a pretty good NFL slate that we can take advantage of. We start on Saturday. We've got Michigan and Penn State. Not convinced with either of these teams, but I do think that Michigan is the better team. The line, I think, has dropped all the way down to a pick 'em now, but I got it at 1.5 at minus 106. Pretty much even money. Put one unit on that. Then we've got Kent State and Buffalo, two of the better offenses in the MAC. Of course, it is the MAC, so there's not very good defense. The over set at 67.5 at minus 112. Went ahead and put one unit on that. Next, we got Coastal Carolina, -17.5. Really like betting on this team. They tend to do really good against the spread, and they're playing not a so good team. That half point brought it down to minus 105, so pretty much even money. So I put one unit on that. And then we've got Clemson and Pitt, over 55.5. That total's really low for Clemson, especially with Trevor Lawrence coming back, first game in 5 weeks. A little bit of a revenge game, and they need to get a tune-up before the ACC championship. So I think 55.5 is pretty low for that. That's in at minus 110. So those are our college games. Kept it the four. I think we overloaded on the picks last week. Got a couple questions on how many picks should I take, how much should I put on each take, how should I set my units. A rule that I use is that my unit is usually about 3% of what I have in my account. And then I never bet more than 50 to 75% of my bankroll. So that's a good idea. So if you do have a bad weekend or a bad week, you still have a little bit to play with the next day. So make sure you're not going broke. Make sure you're not betting all your money. Be responsible with it. Next, we've got some soccer picks. These soccer picks have kind of bit me on the butt after I made that video about soccer. So we'll try to rebound this weekend. We've got West Brom and Sheffield United. These are the two lowest scoring teams in the Premier League. I've got a game total under 1.5, sitting at plus 200. Put one unit on there to win two. Next, we've got Manchester City. I've got Manchester City -2, no push. That's a plus 140, one unit, the win 1.14. Next, moving on to some basketball. Basketball picks, I would recommend following me on Twitter, or I have a Telegram account that I upload daily picks. It's really hard to get the basketball picks on these episodes because basketball lines usually come out morning of. So we've got a couple lines this morning that I like. We've got to add a game, Virginia Tech and Villanova. I've got Virginia Tech +7.5 at minus 105. Old Dominion, William and Mary. I've got Old Dominion -12.5 at minus 110. And then we've got Wyoming against Mississippi Valley State. Mississippi Valley State is giving up over 100 points a game. Worst defensive team in the nation. And the line on that is only 26.5. So go take advantage of that. Next, moving on to Sunday, we've got the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. Really not sold on the Buccaneers, and I really like the Chiefs. I think 3.5 is a really low line for this game, and it's sitting at minus 104. So we put one unit on that. Next, we've got the Raiders and the Falcons. This is a must-win for the Raiders to stay in playoff contention. And the Falcons are inconsistent. You don't know what team you're going to get. I think 3 is pretty fair. And it's sitting at even money. So one unit, the win, one unit. Next, we got my hammer pick of the week. We've got Titans money line at plus 146. Put two units on that. Like I said, another must win. Both teams 7-3 in the AFC South. I think the Titans should have won the last one if they would have stayed away from the special team errors. So look for the Titans to win this game. And finally, we've got Nashville SC in the second round of the playoffs against Columbus. Kind of in the air right now whether or not they're going to play. I think six Columbus players are out due to the virus. But we've got Nashville SC money line plus 200, one unit to win two units. So that's what we're working with. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.